than you think. Last call for a question. Yes, sir.
Can you talk a little bit more about sort of the single point of failure fallacy and how, basically, I think the point you're trying to make is that most failures are a result of system failure or unintended consequences in some part of a larger system. Do you have any advice for, especially in the startup context, how you can start to think in systems and start to point out those places or where you might end up with unintended consequences?
The method that I mentioned is a very simple one. It's called five whys. So whenever something blows up or is on fire, your servers are on fire, your developer, you know, runs off to China, whatever happened, why? Well, he's crazy. Why was he here? Well, you hired him. Why did, by walking up the tree of whys, which sounds like a stupid childish game, people will laugh at you when you do it, they think you're being annoying, but that forces you to go up the tree of the hierarchy of the thinking. And by the time you get to the third or fourth or fifth why, you're now looking at the whole playing field from a comprehensive perspective. And it won't allow you to just go, oh, better O-rings. That's just the first level. And since we like simple narratives, we tend to like just asking the first question and then moving on. It satisfies our brain. It's easy to remember. Keeping the stack of the interdependencies of all the people and players involved is really hard to do. It requires a lot more effort. We tend to be efficiency freaks. It's not an efficient process. It requires a lot of thinking and patience to see the whole system for what it is.
Identify problems in the past. How do you identify problems in the future and avoid them?
Pray. Any reading you do about our perceptions are so flawed in the present. The best thing you can do is, Gina talked about team and it was hinted at earlier today about the nature of teams. You need trust in the people who see what you can't see. I can only see 140 degrees in front of me, right? We like to believe that I have a comprehensive view because I'm up on stage. I can't see anything behind me. If I can trust someone to see the things that I can't see and tell me about them, and I respond to them, and I build up that kind of relationship with someone, that makes me resilient to the blind spots that I have. That makes me more resilient, and the possibility of me not being victimized by the limitations of our brains increases dramatically. So the people you partner with, especially the smaller your company is, the people you partner with, the amount of trust you have defines not even necessarily how resilient you're going to be, but the likelihood you're going to discover these things early and be able to respond to them. I don't think it's a science thing. I think it's whose feedback are you going to trust enough that even though your cognition of the situation doesn't match theirs, that you trust them enough to change your behavior anyway. Thank you for listening, and good luck.